Good evening, everyone. I'm Karen Ashby, welcoming you to this live event. I'd like to thank everyone for taking time this evening to join us. Tonight, Senator Nikhil Sabal will discuss Pennsylvania's property tax and rent rebate program, and will take your calls live. Senator Sabal will be joined by a constituent services representative in his district, Kimberly West Brown. Together, they will discuss what steps you can take to apply for this year's expanded property tax and rent rebate program. Together, they will answer your questions and offer resources. As a reminder, at any time, if you have a question and would like to join the conversation, all you have to do is please press star 3 on your keypad to participate. So without any further delay, let me welcome State Senator Nikhil Sabal.
Thank you, Karen. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our telephone town hall. I'm Nikhil Sabal, and it's my honor to represent the people, communities, and lands of Pennsylvania's 1st Senatorial District. Our district runs from Kensington and Fort Richmond, down through Fishtown, Northern Liberties, Old City, Chinatown, Center City, Graduate Hospital, all of South Philadelphia east of Broad, and all the way down to Eastwick and the airport. I'm so excited to welcome friends and neighbors throughout the 1st Senatorial District to this telephone town hall. I'd like to thank everyone who is taking time out of their busy schedule to participate on tonight's call. Whether you ask a question or just prefer to listen to the conversation, I appreciate your engagement. If you'd like to ask a question at any time during tonight's discussion, press star 3 on your phone. As Karen said, tonight we'll be discussing this year's expanded property tax and rent rebate program. Then, next week, on Friday, March 21st, my district office at 6th and Washington will be hosting a property tax and rent rebate program day where you can come get a booklet or work with a staff member to fill out the booklet on site if you need assistance. So if you like what you hear tonight and are interested in applying for the program, please reach out to my district office to make an appointment. Call us at 267-668-3550. That's 267-668-3550. If you're not aware of this program or have never applied for it before, the property tax and rent rebate program pays you back a portion of what you paid in rent or property taxes the year before. When you hear at the end of lottery commercials, the Pennsylvania Lottery benefits older Pennsylvanians every day. This is one of the principal benefits of that program. For those who may not be aware, 2 years ago, Governor Josh Shapiro signed into law an historic expansion of this program, raising the income eligibility cap to allow for over 100,000 more Pennsylvanians to become eligible for this program. Our senatorial district has one of the highest costs of living in the Commonwealth, and many of our constituents are cost-burdened by rent or property taxes, making this program crucial for offsetting some of those high expenses. To help navigate this complex issue, it is my pleasure to introduce our guest this evening, Kimberly West Brown, who is a constituent services representative in my district office and a great asset to all our constituents who need assistance. Her work is focused on helping our community navigate these critical programs and resources, and I'm very proud to have her join me tonight to discuss this great program. Kim, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me tonight as your special guest, Senator Sabal. As you said, we're going to talk about the rent rebate program and the property tax program. So the number one thing to know is that there are certain eligibilities to be qualified for this program. There are three groups that are eligible for the program. There are people who are seniors who are considered 65 and up. There are people who are 55 and older who just recently lost their spouse, and people who are 18 and older who are disabled. You also have to be income eligible to apply for this program. The maximum income for this program is $46,520 for both renters and property owners, and that would be for your total household income. You have to produce required documents, and those are your proof of income and your proof of what you paid for rent in the year that you are applying, or the amount that you pay for your property tax for 2024. The overview of our program resources, there's booklets that are sent out to previous applicants starting in January and February as well. The first deadline to apply for this program is June 30th, but it always gets extended to the end of the year. So that would be December 31st, 2025. Applications start being processed in April, and the first checks go out the first week in July.
Thank you so much, Kim. So as Karen mentioned earlier, tonight we will be taking questions from participants on this program. So if you'd like to join the conversation and ask a question, all you need to do is press *3 on your phone keypad. So let's jump right in if we have any questions to start with.
Okay, so we're going to take a first question that was submitted earlier before the call. This is from Tony from Queen Village. Tony says, my father may be eligible, but he's an older adult and has difficulty seeing. Is there someone who can help him fill out the forms to see if he's eligible? I work third shift and can't help him during the day that often.
Yes, there is definitely someone that can help him fill out the forms. If they want to come into our office, Julia, my other colleague, Renee, we're more than willing to help him fill those forms out. The only thing that he would have to do is to bring those proofs of documentation that we talked about for income. And if he's a renter, he would have to bring what he paid for rent for 2024. And if he is a property owner, then he would also have to bring in what he paid for his property taxes for that year.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kim, and thank you, Tony, for that question. I think we might have another question. Could we go to the next one, Karen?
Yes. Angie near the Navy Yard asks, 2 years ago, I was told I was eligible for a property tax rebate. I filled out the forms and received a check over the summer, but last year, I did not receive a check. Do I need to apply every year?
Yes, in order to receive a check every year, you have to apply for each year that you would like to receive a check. The only difference is the first time that you apply for the program, you have to provide documentation, either a driver's license or a state photo ID or a birth certificate just to verify the year that you were born to make sure that you're eligible age-wise. And once you apply the first year, you will not have to ever show that documentation again, but you would have to bring your documentation of your income, and you would have to bring your proof of either what you pay for rent or what you pay for your property taxes.
Great, got it. So just you, it does mean, so you do have to apply every year to get a check, but the paperwork burden or the kind of documentation burden is not as high as the first time you've applied. Is that safe to say?
Yes, that is very safe to say.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kim. Mm-hmm. So we are taking calls from the audience tonight, so I just want to remind people that if you'd like to ask a question, you can press *3 on your telephone at any time. With that, I would love to go to our next question, Karen, if we're ready.
Yes. Okay, Senator. So we're going to go live with Neil from Queen Village. Neil, you're live.
Oh, yes. Hi. I was just wondering, so if I were retired, a homeowner, retired, and no longer have any W-2 income, just basically living off retirement income, what would you present for documentation for income? For example, would a tax return showing an adjusted gross income below the limit suffice?
Yes. Thank you, Neil, for calling, and thank you for that question. You could definitely show your tax documents for 2024. You said that you were retired. So I don't know if you get Social Security or not. If you don't get Social Security, you can definitely bring in your tax document. If you do get Social Security, Social Security usually sends out a 1099 at the end of the year, and you would be able to use that. If you get any kind of pensions, because you did mention that you're retired, If you have documentation for what you got for your pension for the year, you can bring that as well. Hope that answered your question.
Terrific. Thanks, Tim, and thank you, Neil, for that question. Let's go, Taryn, to our next question.
All righty. And as a quick reminder, if you would like to join the conversation or ask a question, all you have to do is just press star 3 on your telephone at any time. Senator, we're going to go live with Rosemary from Philadelphia. Rosemary, you are live.
Hi, how you doing? I'm wondering, also, I'm 69, retired, and I have a small pension and a Social Security. So would to find out if I get, can, I'm able to get this along with my husband with our both incomes, do we come to your office and help, and somebody helps us fill this out?
Yes. Thanks for calling tonight, Rosemary. You can bring in your documentation of your income for both you and your husband because, as I said, they look at the total household income. So you could bring all of your documentation in. We can add it up to see if you're still within the income guidelines. As long as you don't make or your total household income doesn't go over $46,520, you would be eligible to apply.
Great. Thanks. Thank you for that, Rosemary, and thanks, Tim, for the answer. And just, you know, this is a good time to, as a reminder, we'll be reminding participants later as well that next, or in, rather Friday, March 21st, my district office at, which is at 11709 South 6th Street, will be hosting a property tax and rent rebate program day, which is a great day to come in. Not, of course, the only day you can come in, and you can call our office 267-668-3550. Again, a reminder to everyone that if you would like to ask a question about the property tax and rent rebate program, we're here to answer your questions, and you can press star 3 on your telephone at any time. With that, Karen, I'd love to go to our next caller.
Of course, Senator. So we are going to go live with Fran Weiss from Center City. Fran, you are live.
Hello. My question is regarding income. Does income include what you have in savings accounts, et cetera? And also, are people who own apartments in cooperatives in Center City eligible for this?
Hi, Fran. I'm glad you called in tonight. Your income requirements do not include savings. We do not look at your savings. So as far as the co-op, you are also eligible to apply for the rebate as well. I hope that answers your question.
Great. Thanks, Jen. And thanks, Fran, mm-hmm. for that question. So again, you're eligible if you are in a co-op apartment and or a cooperative arrangement and you and your income requirements do not include savings. So I'm glad we were able to clear that up. And let's go, Taryn, to our next screener. To our next caller, if we're ready.
Sounds good. Before we go live with another caller, Irene sent in an online question really quick, and Irene was asking, what date does the tax rebate start?
The rebate started maybe the mid-January, so it's happening right now. The first deadline is June the 30th of 2025, but the state usually extends it out to December 31st, 2025, but it started mid-January.
So in other words, Tim, you're able to start applying right now, is that right?
Yes, right now, yes you can.
Okay, great. Yeah, so we're here to help you with that in our office, and essentially at any point, and we do have folks who come into our office who need help with property taxes or rent rebates all the time, and so we're excited to work with anyone who thinks that they might be eligible. Karen, let's go to the next caller if they're ready.
Great.
As a reminder for participants on the call, if you would like to ask a question, just press star 3 on your telephone at any time. Senator, we're going to go live with Dana Brown. Dana, you are live.
Yes, I live at 4th Washington Avenue in the Courtyard Apartment, and I've been told that you're not eligible for a rent rebate because they don't pay taxes in our building. I'd like to know if this is true or not.
Hi, Dana. Thank you for calling this evening. Unfortunately, that is true. If the building that you live in does not pay property taxes, you would not be eligible to claim a rebate. I'm so sorry to have to tell you that.
Thanks. Thanks, Kim, for that, and thanks for the call. Just a reminder for everyone that if you'd like to join the conversation at any time, you can press star 3 on your phone keypad. So let's go to our next caller if they're ready to join us, Karen, if you don't mind.
Yes. So our next caller is Colin Stephan from Old City. Colin, you are live.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My question is there an online site that I can go in to see what my income level is and if I qualify for this program, or the only way I can find this out is by coming into your office?
No, first of all, I'm sorry. Hi, Colin. The way that you can find out is you can come to our office, but you definitely do not have to just find out from our office. You can go online to the state's revenue website. If you just give me 1 second, I can give you the exact website. And it'll have all the information as far as income guidelines, and it'll have the age requirement that we spoke about earlier during the call. But if you just give me 1 moment, I'm pulling up that website for you, and I can give you that information. You have to go to www.pa.gov/agencies/revenue. And then when you go on that website, it'll have a link all the way to your far right, the fourth one down, that talks about the property tax and rent rebate program.
Thanks for the call, Colin, and thanks, Kim, for that. So just to confirm that again, if you want to check your eligibility, of course, we're happy to help you with that in our office, but if you wanted to check that at home and look at the income guidelines, you could go online to www.pa.gov/agencies/revenue. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. And then on that site, and also you could also, if you could go to revenue.pa.gov, that'll take you right there, and that can give you the guidelines or income guidelines and, you know, qualifications for the program. Fantastic. So with that, again, a reminder to everyone, we are taking calls tonight around the property tax and rent rebate program. I'm here with my constituent services representative, Kimberly West Brown. And if you have a question at any point, please press star 3 to ask a question. And with that, I wanted to see, Karen, if we are able to go to our next question, our next caller.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Yes, Senator. We're going to go live with Myron Booker from Eastwick. You are live.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. And I my question is on the rent rebate. I moved into this house paying $1,500 a month or $1,550, and over a 3.5 year period, my rent was raised from $1,550 to $2,100. Okay, I'm just curious, can I get a rebate on this house? This house should have been condemned decades ago before I joined the military in 74. I lived in a house just like this one with the same type of electrical system, and we had to move out because they put an orange sign on it because the electrical system did not meet the specs. And every home in that neighborhood is gone to this day because it's all taken up by Temple University and the Philadelphia Gas Company. And here it is, I'm living in a house today that, because I don't understand how this house in this part of the city can be still standing and don't meet the specs.
Well, Myron, thank you so much for taking the time to call us this evening. I'm so sorry that you're experiencing the things that you've been experiencing in your home right now. To answer your question about would you be eligible for a rebate, you definitely would be eligible for a rebate. If you're a renter, you would have to make sure that you have a rent certificate filled out along with being a renter, and that's why we say that you would need proof of what you pay for rent. If you're unable to get in touch with your landlord to get your rent certificate completed, we can do that for you here in the office, and it just has to be notarized. And the beautiful thing about coming to an office to get rent certificates completed is that I'm a notary here, so we can do that for you on the spot. You don't have to go anywhere extra to get notary done on a rent certificate. But you would have to submit what you pay for your rent. You would also have to show us your proof of your income, and we could help you apply for your rebate.
Thanks, Kim, for that, and thanks, Myron. And, you know, regarding, you know, we're happy to also keep your take your information down, and if there's, you know, anything else we can help with regards to your home, your apartment, you know, we are happy to take the information down and see what else is available or what else we can do. So we'd be glad to be in touch about that. Again, so we are taking calls around the property tax and rent rebate program. And with that, I wanted to see, Taryn, if we're ready for our next caller.
Yes, we are, Senator. So our next caller is from Center City, Philadelphia. Barbara, you are live.
Hello.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, my question, I was wondering if we get our rent rebate in the apartment building that I live in at 801 Locust Street in Philadelphia, is 801 Residency.
So, hi, Barbara, thank you for calling. Do you have in the building that you live in, do you have an office that you could go to, like the property management office, that you could go to? Because they would be the ones that could let you know whether or not property tax is being paid, and then you would be able to find out if you're eligible to apply or not.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks. Kim, for that, and thanks, Barbara, for the call. So if you do find that their tax is being paid and you are eligible, potentially eligible, we'd be glad to talk to you about your eligibility and what and start that process. So Kim, I wanted to ask myself, you have talked about what applicants can do to get sort of supporting documents together. And, you know, what should renters do, I guess, if their landlord won't sign the rent certificate showing how much they've paid in rent? Have you encountered that before?
Yes, we've encountered that several times. As a matter of fact, we had a couple of constituents come in today with that very same issue. So if you are unable to get your landlord to sign your rent certificate, you can come to our office. We can complete that rent certificate for you, and it just has to be notarized. You have to give a reason of why your landlord didn't sign it, and we can just say that your landlord was unavailable, because a lot of people experience that issue, and then it can be notarized. And like I said, I am the notary here in the office, and I can notarize that document on the spot, so your rent certificate will be complete the same day that you come in.
Terrific. Okay, great. Thank you. So I'm glad it's just so that everyone knows that there is a solution in that case, and we've dealt with it before. So again, we are taking calls on the property tax and rent rebate program with my constituent services representative, Kimberly West Brown. You can press *3 at any time to ask a question. And let's go to our next caller, if they're ready, Karen.
Yes, so our next caller is Brenda from Whitman Plaza. Brenda, you are live.
Hey, good evening, everyone. I'm calling. I'd like to know the name of the government officials and also the address of the office where you located and the hours of operation that you extend to the constituents there that we can come to your office.
Yes. Hi, Brenda. Thank you so much for calling in this evening. And that was a great question. Our district office, we have two district offices. Our district office in the south part of our district is located at 1107 South 6th Street. It's located right near the corner of 6th and Washington. And our office that we have in the north part of our district is at 1434 Germantown Avenue. For our hours of operation, on Monday through Friday at our South District office, the one that's located near 6th and Washington, we are open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. So we take our last appointments at 4:30, and that's Monday through Friday. At our Germantown office, it's Monday through Wednesday, and we take our appointments from 9 to 4:30 there as well. And you can ask for Kim, which is myself. You can ask for Renee, or you can ask for Julia. We are the constituent service representatives for Senator Saval in both of his district offices.
Thank you for the call. And again, we'd be glad to see you at our offices. Again, that information is that we have two offices. We have an office at 6th and Washington, 110709 South 6th Street. Open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And we have a North District office at 1434 Germantown Avenue, open Monday through Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We have our incredible constituent service staff, Renee Wilson, Julia Packett, and Kimberly West Brown, who is on this call right now, and we're happy to help you with this or anything else that we can do you need help with at the state level. So let's, again, for any callers who are interested in asking about the property tax and rent rebate program, you can dial *3 at any point. And I'd love to go to our next caller if they're ready. Karen?
Yes. Our next caller is Rosemarie from Philadelphia. You are live.
Yes, I had called before in regards to, we have your address, but a phone number for 106th and Washington Avenue.
Okay, thank you for calling back in. Our phone number here at the 6th and Washington office is 267-668-3550.
3550. Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much, Rosemarie, and hope to see you at our offices when you're able to make it in. A question, Tim, that I had was, or that I think, you know, a number of constituents have, is just about property taxes in particular, and, you know, in particular, the difference between city and state property tax programs. And whether they can, you know, there's obviously some help that you can get from the city, and we're talking about what you can get from the state. But I'm wondering if those two programs, the city programs and state programs, can be sort of stacked or braided.
So that's a great question. So So there are, you have your state rebate program, which is the little program that we're talking about tonight. And then there are a few programs that the city offers rebates for seniors. They offer, it's called the Senior Tax Freeze Program. They also offer a program called LOOP, which is the Longtime Owners Occupancy Program. And there is another program, the Homestead Exemption. All those are through the city, and you would have to apply on the city's website to find out if you're eligible. We do help with that as well. We have helped several constituents apply for those programs. When you go on the city's website to look up a particular property to find out what if there's property taxes still owed for a particular year, you can find out then if a program, I mean, if a person is already enrolled into the homestead exemption program, it'll tell you this house is, or this person is already enrolled in this program. The senior tax program and the LOOP program, for both of those programs, you have to provide documentation of your income. And I believe you have to also, I'm trying to think what else we, normally they ask for your income. That's the number one thing. And the other thing is that you can always apply for these programs, and then once you get a phone call back from the city or you get a reply from the city by mail, they'll let you know if more information is still needed. So I don't want people to feel like if they come into our office and they say that that's something that they're interested in, that they would just be turned away. We can still put the application in for you. It just might require more follow-up from the constituent.
Thanks, Kim. So it is important to note that the city programs, you can work through the city agencies or website, or elected officials or website. We're also happy to work with you on that as well. Thanks for answering that question. Karen, I'd love to go to our next caller if they're ready.
Absolutely. Right before we go to the next caller live, just a reminder, if you would like to ask a question and join the conversation, all you have to do is press *3. Senator, we're going to go live with Jill. Jill, you are now live.
Good evening, and thank you for doing this. This is a wonderful service. I had the privilege of having the rebate thing done through your office in the past. What's happening this year is that the management issued or the accounting firm that does the real estate thing for my building in which I own an apartment issued not a 1098 like it normally does, but a letter, which it also usually sends as well, which only has the percentage of the carrying charge. So it doesn't list the dollar amount. It lists the percentage. So what I would need in addition to the visit with you guys would be someone to assist me with the calculation on that, so that the 1098 copy that I received from the free library, can be filled out and then, of course, put in with the rebate form, as it usually is.
Well, thank you for calling in tonight, Jill. What you would have to do for us to help you, definitely bring your documentation in, and we can see if we can help you figure out the calculation based on the percentage. And it would probably also be very helpful if you could bring in your paperwork from last year so we can kind of have a cross comparison of what it used to look like and what it looks like now to see if we can help you calculate your percentage that way.
Thanks, Kim, and thanks, Jill, for calling in. It's great to hear from you. With that, I'd love to go to our next caller on the Property Tax and Rent Rebate Program. Just a reminder that you can dial *3 at any point and be live with myself and Kimberly West Brown, our constituent services representative here in the First Senate District. So, Karen, with that, let's go live to our next caller if they're ready.
Yes, Senator, we're going to go live with Joanne. Joanne, you are live.
Hi, Jill, and hi, Senator. I missed the very beginning of your presentation. I had to take an outside call. And my question is, how is the filing for the real estate rebate this year different from last year? Because that's what your promo call said, that there were changes. So that's my question. What are the changes for this year as opposed to last year?
Hi, Joanne. Well, thank you so much for calling in this evening. And the basic change this year is the actual income eligibility. Last year, the income eligibility was capped at the max of $45,000 for both homeowners and renters, or property owners and renters. And this year, it has been increased to $46,520. So that's the biggest change that that's going on this year with the program.
Great. Thanks, Joanne, for the question. And yeah, so the big change is eligibility has increased, and you know, a lot more people are eligible than used to be. So we're happy to help with that. If you know, especially if you think that you may be newly eligible for the expanded property tax and rent rebate program. I would love to go to our next question.
Yes, Senator, we're going to head over to an online question from Sharice in Packer Park. Sharice asks, I was told that Governor Shapiro expanded the eligibility for the program. What are the new income requirements? Does spousal support count as income?
Hi, Sharice. So the new income requirements, as I was saying earlier, is just that normally the income max is $45,000, and this year is now $46,520. The eligibility will increase each year. And as far as the spousal support, that's not counted in the income.
Thanks for that. Thanks for the question. Sharice, what I might add, and you just actually noticed this, Kim, but it's worth underscoring, is that when Governor Josh Shapiro expanded the program, he expanded eligibility, but also tied that expanding eligibility to cost of living increases. So it is going to go up every year. And so it's every year there'll be more people theoretically who are eligible for the program because it's meant to increase and just keep pace with the cost of living. So again, if you have any questions regarding the property tax and rent rebate program, we're happy to answer them. Please press *3 to have your question answered by myself and Kimberly West Brown, constituent service representative in our office. Karen, let's go to the next question.
Got it. Senator Richard in Fishtown asks, last year I had several questions about my eligibility and tried calling and emailing the Department of Health. It was almost impossible to get a reply. Can community legal aid help me with my questions? I don't want to discuss my personal business here.
Okay, well, thanks for that question. Richard, I can understand how that would be really frustrating to not get a reply from the Department of Revenue about having questions about your eligibility. And we can even call our office. I mean, if you would like to call our office or if you would like to come in person, that's something that we could definitely talk with you about, is to see if you're eligible. And we could go over all the things that would qualify you to be eligible for the program, or if you wouldn't be eligible for the program. Our phone number to our South District office is 267-668-3550. We would like for you to just call us instead of even having the call Community Legal Aid to help you with your question. We're super helpful here and welcome the visit or the phone call here.
Thanks, Richard, for your question. Likewise, we, you know, are sorry to hear about your experience, but are happy to help in our office and, you know, to discuss questions about your eligibility. Let's go to our next question, if we've got one, Karen.
Yes. Candace in Northern Liberties asks, my mother recently passed, and I was told that I could apply for property tax rebate on her behalf. Is this true? She was on a fixed income, and this rebate could help settle some of her debts.
Yes. Hi, Candace. Thanks for that question. Yes, you can definitely apply for the property tax rebate on your behalf, and I'm really sorry to hear that your mother recently passed. If you are the administrator of her account and you have a letter of administration stating that you are the administrator of her account, you would have to provide that proof as well as what your mom paid for her property taxes for that year. The other thing you also have to produce is the death certificate, and all of those things would go to the Revenue Department in order for you to apply for the rebate. I'm sorry, one other thing is for the rebate to apply for your mom that recently passed is that this would be the only one-time thing that you could apply for. It would, since she passed away in the year of 2024, she would be eligible for one final time. And as I said, you would have to provide the death certificate, your letter of administration if you are the administrator of the estate, and what she paid for her property taxes. If you weren't designated or there wasn't anyone designated as the administrator of an estate, then as her next of kin, you can still apply for that as well, and we can help you with the forms that go along with applying for that if there's no letter of administration in place.
Thanks, Candace, for that question, and I'm so sorry about your loss, and if, you know, we are here to help with anything that you may be eligible for with the property tax program. So please reach out to us. Kim, I actually had a question that I thought of when we were talking about new income requirements and spousal support, and I'm just wondering about different kinds of income. So are all different kinds of income sort of counted the same? Like, you know, I think we had callers talking about Social Security and the like.
Yes, that is a great question. As you did say, there are different types of income. For those who are have income through Social Security or disability or SSI, the state only looks at 50% of that. So it wouldn't be your total income from the year from Social Security that's looked at. It would only be half of that. If it's your pension, then it would be the full amount. If it if you have interest income to report, or even if you were won the lottery or gambling income, that would be the full amount that you would have to report. Any type of stocks or anything like that, that is the full amount that they look at. But as I said, for Social Security or SSI benefits, the state only looks at half of the income for that. That was a great question, Senator Saval.
Kim, that's important to know, I think, for a lot of our constituents who, many of whom are, you know, living on a fixed income on Social Security, own their homes and, you know, may be concerned that the Social Security income, you know, might put them over the top in terms of eligibility, but in fact, you're only counting about 50%. They're counting 50% of that income. So you may in fact be eligible. Thanks for answering that question. I think we are going to go to our I think it, I don't know if we have maybe one time for one last question, Taryn, and then I think we wanted to get a couple announcements from our office.
Perfect. So we have one more caller that we're going to go live with. Judy from Washington Square West, you are live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have a two-part question, or two separate questions. The first one is I'm just finding out about the program and haven't done my taxes for last year, but have them from the previous year. Is there a retro part of this program? And my second question would be, when I lived in Illinois, my late husband was a disabled veteran, and there was a disabled veteran tax program with some relief. I wondered if Pennsylvania had that as well.
Well, thank you so much for calling in this evening, Judy. Unfortunately, there is not a retro program to get property taxes from a prior year. You only can apply for the year that is the current year that they're accepting claims for. You have until June 30th to apply for this year, but then it usually gets extended until December the 31st, as it has in all the other years prior to that. For your second question, can you repeat your question again? You said you were looking for a program for spouses of disabled veterans.
Yes.
Repeat that one last time. I'm sorry.
My husband had a certain level of disability with the veterans before he passed, and our state offered a waiver of certain amount of taxes based on the amount of disability, and it extended to spouses. As long as that was their only residence.
Okay, I understand. The best thing to do would be to call our office so one of the constituent services representatives, including myself, could work with you on that, because there we probably would have to connect you with a congressman or a congressperson's office as well. But we would talk to you about everything first to see if there's anything that the state might have. But more than likely, we would connect you with your congressperson. So the phone number to our office is 267-668-3550. And as I said, you can ask for me, Kimberly West Brown, or you can ask for Julia Tackett, or you could ask for Renee Wilson.
Thanks, Judy. We are, please do reach out to our office. We want to make sure that we connect you with everything that you may be eligible for. That number again is 267-668-3550. So that concludes our telephone town hall. We have a few announcements, before we close, but I want to thank everyone for participating in our telephone town hall discussion. Especially those who listened in, those who asked questions, gave us suggestions, I really enjoyed it. And before we close, I want to mention a few additional events that my office is hosting. So on Friday, March 21st, my district office at 1107 09 South 6th Street will be hosting a property tax and rent rebate program day. So a day dedicated to this very topic that we've been talking about today. So March 21st, where you can come get a booklet and work with a staff member to fill out the booklet if you need assistance. We would love to work with you, so please call our offices to make an appointment for this day at 267-668-3550. So tomorrow, March 7th, we're going to be having mobile office hours at the South Philadelphia Older Adult Center at 1430 East Passyunk Avenue from 9 a.m. to noon. That's something we do with some regularity. Again, March 7th, mobile office hours at the South Philadelphia Older Adult Center, also known as SPOAC, at 1430 East Passyunk Avenue, right near the Acme in South Philadelphia. That will be from 9 a.m. to noon. And 2 weeks after that, roughly, we will, on Wednesday, March 19th, we will be at the Fishtown Community Library from 1 to 4 p.m. And the following day, Thursday, March 20th, we'll be at Lutheran Settlement House from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So again, we are, you know, our office, we have offices in North Philadelphia and South Philadelphia, but we regularly hold mobile office hours. I mentioned the ones at the South Philadelphia Older Adult Center. March 19th will be at the Fishtown Community Library in the afternoon, and Thursday, March 20th will be at Lutheran Settlement House in Fishtown. If you're in those areas, please come on out to say hi or to access constituent services right in your own community. If you didn't have a chance to ask your question about the property tax and rent rebate program, please remain on the line. You'll be able to leave your question on a voicemail for me, and we'll be sure to get back to you. If you have any additional questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to my office at 6267-668-3550 or visit my website, PASenatorSaval.com. Again, that's PASenatorSaval.com. Thank you so much, Kim, for working with all the callers who called in. And thank you all to all the participants who joined us, and good night.
For having me, Nikhil. Have a good night.